Today, March 14th, 2012, is the Panel Pals Comics Podcast. I'm Leo.
And I'm Michael.
And this week, we don't have a co-host, actually. So, I mean, there's that. But we're going to talk about some Assassin's Creed, right, Michael?
Isn't that yes, one? I've been playing it.
Sorry, what?
I've been playing so much Assassin's Creed lately.
All right, so we're going to talk about that. What else? We're going to talk about Toothpaste for Dinner as our webcomic of the week, Tech Jacket as our comic of the week, you know, some StumbleUpon articles, do our thing, you know, what have you. So, what have you been up to this week, Michael?
Well, this week, not really much of anything new. Just trying to figure out, or taxes, mostly.
Really?
I've been trying to file my own taxes, and I'm having the hardest time doing that. Like, I'll get near the very end, I'll have to start all the way over, and I'll be missing something. So, yeah, that's a headache.
So, like, you're not using tax software or anything?
I am. I'm using tax software, which is supposed to make it easy, but...
Yeah. That's the entire point of it.
It keeps making me start over. Like, basically, the last thing I need to do before I can file it electronically is it's requesting my state, like, what state my employer's in. And I put that in, I don't know how many times, and it's saying I'm missing that. So... I'm not sure how else I'm supposed to do it. It's made me pretty angry today.
Yeah, I'd be pretty mad about that, too.
And it's already past the deadline to do that, isn't it?
No, isn't deadline April 15th?
I don't even know. I heard something about the deadline being over. Maybe that was something else, though.
They probably lied to you. You live in Alabama. What do they know? What do they know about dates and stuff? Yeah, I don't know. My week's been pretty boring as well. It's been working and stuff. One of the managers at work, he locked his keys in the office. And so he then decided to crawl through the ceiling and jump down into the office in order to retrieve his keys. And because of that, he sprained his wrist, and so he's been wearing a wrist brace for the rest of the week. Like, I really wish I'd been in the room to see him, like, dangling from the ceiling, but I wasn't.
But you say he, like, asked you if you knew how to pick a lock?
Yeah, because, like, I was just, like, walking around doing stuff, and he's like, "Hey, Leo." I was like, "Hey, what's up, Corey?" He's like, "You know how to pick a lock?" And I was like, crap. Because you and I talked about learning one time.
I tried to make my own with paper clips, and I just couldn't. But they worked. They were totally workable lock picks. I just didn't know how to do it with a standard lock. But I want to buy one of those kits one day just to know how to pick a lock, because that would be a really awesome skill to know.
Yeah, it really would. But, yeah, like, I was like, crap, no, Corey. I don't know. I was going to learn, but I never did. He's like, oh, man. And he's like, well, guess I gotta go through the ceiling. Then he just walked off.
But that's exciting. I would really like to crawl through the ceiling.
Yeah, and like he kept comparing it to the Breakfast Club. That scene where yeah, like that's how he kept describing it to people. Because they'd be like, "What happened to your wrist?"
That's pretty great.
And he's like, "You know that scene in the Breakfast Club?" And they're just like, "Oh yeah." He's like, that's what happened. Yeah, so it was pretty funny. That was seriously probably the high point of my week. It's really sad. But whatever. Oh yeah, we're a day late this week, but whatevs. We do what we want. Let's see.
Basically, it's other people's fault.
Yeah, pretty much. It's other people's fault. But yeah. Is there anything else you want to add, Michael?
That sounds about it.
Yeah. Alright, so, let's see. We got our YouTube channel. Go check us out. It's youtube.com/user/panelpals. I think all of our episodes are on YouTube. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong.
Steven said we were missing like 8 or something. Or something like right in the middle. We know episode 1's not up.
Yeah, because copyright infringement, but whatever. I think Steven's lying, to be honest. I don't know. Or maybe he just missed it or something, because it shows up on the analytics.
Okay. We should probably check it out either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow, so I'll mess around with it. But, let's see. We're still doing stuff with the Real Comic guys. They're pretty cool. I think they actually got a new guy this week called the Mighty Monarch. That's his handle. So I'm assuming it's like a Venture Brothers reference. But, I don't know. He'll probably write about comics, because that's what the Real Comic guys do. Because it makes sense that way. But, I think that's about it. You want to talk about some Assassin's Creed, Michael?
Okay, so which one are we going to talk about? Just the newest one out?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, just as
have
a preface
you,
to this,
you,
what?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Go ahead.
Okay, as a preface to this, I have acquired all of the Assassin's Creed games in the last 24 hours. Because that's how I roll. Because, the other day, me and a coworker and our manager who crawled through the ceiling, the three of us were talking about video games, and that came up, and I was just like, man, I need these games. And so I made sure I have these games now. But yeah, and so that's kind of why we're talking about it. But continue. I don't know, talk about the first one, the most recent one, whatever you want to do.
Okay, you haven't played any of them yet, have you?
I have not. I still need to do that.
Okay, well, I could go into the story, which is kind of a lot, but I'm not really going to. You can just play those, or play them until...
All right.
That was stupid, but basically, you're an assassin, and people tell you to kill other people. I'm just going to talk about the newest one, because basically, it's the same thing, except for newer things.
Yeah.
Well, you've got these hidden blades, you know, on the wrist, and they just kind of pop out. And you can be stealthy, or you can run right up to them and kill them. And the newest one, it's actually got a bunch of micromanagement type things you can do. Like, you can recruit assassins and call on them to assassinate people when you want.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, and you can send them off on missions and level them up and like have them watch over certain holds and go to certain cities. It's pretty cool, actually. I enjoy managing a whole league of assassins.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And you can, another new thing. I never played Brotherhood, so I'm just talking about the gap from Assassin's Creed 2 to Revelations. You can also buy property. You can renovate shops. Buy historical landmarks, and it will increase your income throughout the game. So it's best to dump all that money into buying land early on. And I don't know. There's a lot of micromanagement in the game. Like the actual gameplay, though, I think is kind of easy. Because, I mean, like I said before, you can just call on an assassin anytime you're about to get killed. Which they're not usually in some of the main story missions, but it's not really a hard game. Like, it's hard to die, pretty much, because you regenerate health so fast.
Good. That means I can do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, it's fun to play, though. It's really fun to play.
I mean, especially the story was supposed to be really good, too, right?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the story in the newest one. I've been playing it. I'm not finished with it, though. I need to throw that out there. But the gameplay's been pretty static for a while.
I've heard, like, between my manager and another guy, they were like, it's so great. Like, oh, they're having nerdgasms about it.
The story of the first two is really good, I think. but I think Brotherhood and Revelations are just kind of like leading into Assassin's Creed 3, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, like I haven't played any of the games, but I know that game is going to be amazing. Just because you're like a half Native American assassin, and you're like jumping through trees and crap. That is going to be awesome.
I can't wait. That and Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah. Video games are just going to be wonderful in the near future.
I'll be so broke at the end of this year.
I probably will too.
And one of my families getting a Christmas present. I'm sorry.
Because they all listen to the podcast.
Yep.
Even though you, like, hide it from your dad.
Yeah, it's true. No one I know knows about this.
Well, people you know about it, but none of your family.
Yeah. More everyone I know who knows about it has been on the podcast, pretty much.
Yeah, more or less. That's because we like to have new faces and voices and whatnot.
I'm a private person. I do better knowing that a lot of people I know aren't listening.
But a lot of people that you don't know, maybe. And by
that's
a lot,
not as terrifying.
By a lot, I mean like maybe 20.
Well, we have a lot of views on YouTube lately. So.
Yeah, I know. We have like almost 100 views now. It's kind of exciting.
That's really exciting.
Oh, yeah. One of our videos was featured on deafworld.com, apparently. It was the one where... It was the one where you said something about deaf listeners.
I really, really want to know why. I mean, could you find out? Or
I tried to go through the backlog of videos, but like I was on like the 50th page, and it was still in March, and so I said, F it. Like, I don't understand why they put an audio podcast on a deaf website. Because Google's closed captioning sucks because of our accents.
I try to bury my accent, but it's not easy.
Yeah, no.
Deep.
Yeah. Down there, yeah. Like, just saying, I know people who have married their first cousins. That's a thing that really happens. It's not just a stereotype, it's a real thing. Like, it's pretty bad.
I don't know anyone who's done that, but, I mean, the most redneck people you can think of, I would see on a daily basis where I used to work.
Yeah.
We're not all like that, I promise.
Yeah, no, Michael and I are fairly refined rednecks.
I like hot tea.
I don't like tea.
My parents would call me a Yankee because I would always drink hot tea when I was younger.
See, I don't drink tea, I don't like grits, I don't eat okra. Like, I'm very not Southern in my food and beverage choices. I don't call everything Coke. I call it soda.
I do that, too. I don't like when people call any kind of soda Coke.
I only do it when I'm around Northern people because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, what do you want? Or no, be like, give me a Coke. And then they'll give me a Coke. And I'm like, I want a Mountain Dew. Like, what the F? But, I mean, it's just fun that way. But yeah, Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah, we're talking about the South.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. Where do I leave off?
I don't
know. You can free run. It's pretty great. You just jump across buildings and climb, and all you have to do is just hold down the button, pretty much, and Ezio Auditore does everything. You have all kinds of different weapons. You can poison people and make them start flailing their arms around and destroy the guards. Yeah. And in the newest one, Revelations, you can craft bombs and you can customize them. Like, you can make them drop caltrops where they'll, like, trip on them, and or you can make it poison them and where they just fall over dead. All kinds of stuff.
That's kind of great.
There's a whole bunch of different kinds of bombs you can make, but you can make, like, three different kinds, like a tactical, a diversion bomb, or and a lethal bomb. I think that's what they are. And there's, like, four different kinds of each one, so. So, yeah. There's a lot to it.
That's pretty cool.
So many ways to kill the Templars in this game.
Yeah, I'm very excited to play it. Like, very, very excited.
It's just fun to play. And, like I was saying before, if you're one of those people who like to collect everything in a game, there's so much to collect in it. That's probably a lot of the gameplay time I've spent is just collecting memoir pages and Animus data fragments and buying all the shops and junk.
Yeah.
But this, story-wise, I don't think this one is as engrossing as the first two.
All right, and by this one, you mean Revelations, right?
Revelations, yes.
Okay.
Was the newest one out to date. I haven't played Brotherhood, though. I want to play that. I think that's more of a multiplayer type
really?
Thing. I think this one has a player. I just haven't played it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be playing multiplayer.
I'm not a multiplayer person. I get really angry when I die in multiplayer.
I cuss people out a lot.
I say really rude things that are borderline swear words.
Yeah, I'm bad about swearing, like, profusely, man. But, yeah. So Assassin's Creed, what would you rate it, Michael? What would you give it?
The series as a whole, from what I played, I would give it a 9. Because they're all really great, have a great story, they're really fun to play. But this newest one, it's still fun to play, but it's missing something. I don't know, this is that one thing that just keeps making you want to discover more.
Yeah.
You know? It's not new. I would give it a 7.8, maybe an 8, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's still a blast. It's still a blast to play, but it's not much of an improvement from the second one.
Okay.
And this is not even counting Brotherhood.
Yeah, which you have never played.
Yeah. I still need to play that.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm really excited to play it. Like, really, really, really excited. I also have Skyrim now, too.
You gotta tell me how that goes for you.
I will.
You probably won't leave the house.
Dude, I'm off tomorrow. All I'm gonna do is edit the podcast, and I'm gonna play either Assassin's Creed or Skyrim, one of the two.
Okay, start with Assassin's Creed, because once you start Skyrim, you're not gonna stop to play
That is true. I'm just going to make an Argonian, I'm going to hide in the rivers, and I'm going to jump out and kill people, and then hide back in the water. But, like, that's what I did in Oblivion. I would just... Because they can breathe underwater.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's sometimes... aren't there rivers in some of the cities?
Yeah.
Or is that WoW? WoW, too.
There's some waterways in some of the cities, yeah.
Yeah, you just hide in the waterway, and you're like, boom! Kill people.
You just kill random civilians in the cities?
Yeah, that's what I did when I got bored. Just like in Grand Theft Auto, whenever you get bored, you just kill hookers.
I would stalk them for a while, and then I'd kill them.
Of course. You would, No, I was going to say, that's just too much. That's just too much. But, yeah. So I'm
always
excited.
Get your money back.
Yeah, always. I'm excited. Very, very excited.
Yeah, my little sister told me she tried to get me to buy that game for her in
Grand
Walmart.
Theft Auto?
yeah, she's like, buy me this game, I'll pay you back. I'm like, no.
They would have ID'd you anyway.
Yeah, I was like, you don't have to do it like we used to do it when we were your age.
And how is that?
Ask mom and dad and convince them that it's not too violent. That's what I did, anyways.
Yeah,
my first M-Ray.
What?
What? My first M-Ray game was like Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, like the very first Modern Warfare.
Wow.
And it wasn't even that bad, really. And they only let me get it because it was a military game.
Some reason that's hilarious to me.
It was like a big deal. Like my dad made me call my mom and ask her, and they had to talk about it.
That's funny.
I was very sheltered.
Yeah, I know you were. Like I said, my parents just kind of let us raise ourselves. It worked out pretty well, I think.
Sounds like it. It's just, I didn't get to do anything.
Yeah, I remember,
now I'm scared of
everything. Yeah, you are scared of everything. Yeah, that's true. Alright, are you ready for Stumble Upon?
Oh yeah, we got some exciting ones this week.
Yeah. This is kind of off topic, but I think I'm going to try out some of the new sounds in the episode this week.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
I've never heard any of the old ones because I don't listen to it.
Yeah, but I emailed you the new ones, though. Did you? Yeah, you listened to them.
Okay, I heard those.
I think I'm going to try some of those out this week.
Okay.
People should tell us what they think. They should email us and stuff.
They should, but they probably won't.
That is true. Oh, well.
I hope it's wrong.
Yeah, they should prove us wrong. PanelPalacePodcast@gmail.com. Boom.
I hope it gets stuck in your head.
Alternately, you can call or text us at 626-765-7257. Because that's our Google Voice number. But yeah.
I worked really hard to get that. I spent like a whole half hour setting that up.
Yeah, he did, because we were trying to find the perfect number. And I think it's a pretty good one. There's a lot of S's in it, so my lisp is prominent. That's what it's all about. Alright, so, StumblePawn segment. Boom.
Every day I'm stumbling.
Alright, first article. Scientists discover the oldest, largest body of water in existence. In space. So, it's around a black hole, 12 billion, with a B, light years away, there's an almost unimaginable vapor cloud. Enough to supply an entire planet's worth of water for every person on Earth 20,000 times over. Think about that. Think about it. So, they found a lake of water so large... Yeah, okay, so much water out there in space that it could supply each one of us with all of the water on Earth 20,000 times over. Just think about it. And it's around a black hole. Yeah, I know, that's crazy. So it's around a black hole. It's actually around the quasar, which is a black hole that's sucking in matter and spraying out energy. That's a quasar, mm-hmm. apparently. And so the waves of energy the black hole release make water by literally knocking hydrogen and oxygen atoms together. That's crazy. Whoa, what the heck?
Space is crazy awesome.
I know, it's scary, really. Oh, okay. It is 140 trillion times all the water in the world's oceans. That's insane.
I can't even imagine how much that is.
Okay. Alternately, there's enough water to supply 28 galaxies with water. What the air?
That's ridiculous. And all this is just free-floating around in space somewhere.
Yep. Okay, and it's 12 billion light-years away, so that means we're effectively looking 12 billion years into the past whenever we look at it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like early universe kind of stuff going on. So, let's see. So they are watching water being formed at the very start of the known universe, just 1.6 billion years after the start of the universe. So water is one of the first substances created in gigantic volumes, basically. That's insane! I'm sorry, this is just mind-blowing. Oh yeah, get this. It was only 40 years ago that scientists confirmed that water existed anywhere besides Earth. So 50 years ago, we didn't even think it existed on, you know, other planets or in space. And now we're finding, you know, gigantic volumes of it just floating around.
Wow.
Space is effing scary, man.
They need to hurry up and make shuttles that can fly the speed of light and get us places.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Still take really, really long time to get places. But still.
Yeah.
The universe is just too big.
It is. It's just too much for our tiny minds to understand. So now let's move on to something a little bit also kind of mind-boggling, but in a different way. So, teacher leaves family for student. Teenager, 18, moves in with 41-year-old teacher. So the teacher's name is James Hooker, and he resigned his teaching job and left his family to live with his teenage lover. She's 18. They talk about how they're soulmates and stuff in this video. And, like, at one point she says, "He's not just my lover, he's my best friend." And then I started laughing a lot.
That's gross.
Dude, I know. He's literally old enough to be your dad. That's weird.
It's sad. It's sad that I know people like that in real life.
Yeah, we do know someone like that, don't we?
I can think of at least two. One of them's not really with a teacher, but it's still just as gross.
Whoa, you know someone who's with a teacher?
It kind of happened a while back.
Oh.
I don't know if it ever went anywhere. But
okay.
It was, and it was kind of dope.
We will have to talk about this. Do I know that person?
I think.
Oh.
I think you were there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember this now. They broke up, I think.
Okay. That's good. That's very good.
I remember that now. Gotcha. Yeah, I just think it's hilarious, though, because, like, I mean, she's not a bad-looking girl, either. Like, she could do better than a 41-year-old guy. I'm just saying.
That's not fair.
I know, Michael, I know. Maybe you need to hook up with a 41-year-old woman. Maybe that's what needs to happen.
I could if I wanted to.
You sound
cocky. That's probably the sad part.
Sound cocky.
Only when it comes to 40-ish year old women who are usually mothers of people I went to school with.
Word.
I really hope they don't listen to this.
They probably do. And it's going to be hilarious if they do. Yeah, so Michael is a cougar attractant, it seems.
I don't understand it. Or girls who are about 4 to 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
It's just not fair, you know?
Girls who either have their permit or just got their license. Pretty much is how that works, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe one day, someone your own age, Michael. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Alright, so we'll move on to our third article. Semen-tainted yogurts. Oh, sorry. Semen-tainted yogurt. You gave me the opportunity to say that twice. Thank you. Gets Anthony Garcia 2 years in New Mexico prison. So basically, dude's a grocery store worker, and he pled guilty to, because he admitted that he contaminated a sample of yogurt he was handing out at a Albuquerque food market with semen.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he admitted to putting some of his semen on a plastic spoon that he placed with the yogurt. The 32-year-old then approached a female customer and offered her a sample. The woman told police that after tasting the sample, she spit it out on the floor and wiped her mouth on the garment she was wearing to get the taste out of her mouth. Like, what the F, man?
She did eat it.
Yeah, she ate it. I mean, why would you do that? Like, why?
Did he, was he, like, angry at the store or something, or did he just want to...
It doesn't say, like, the way it's making it sounds like he was just like, oh, like, putting semen in the yogurt, why not? Sounds like something he's thought up on his lunch break and thought it'd be a good idea.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. How would you feel if that happened to you, Michael?
I would never leave the house again. I wouldn't trust anyone. I would only communicate with people through the internet, almost like I do now, except to a higher degree.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I'd probably be the same way. I would just hole up in my room, sit in my underwear all day, and play Skyrim forever. And read comic books. Ooh, speaking of comics, new comics came out today.
Oh, which ones?
Oh, let me check real quick. Let me check my list. Let's say 14th, Incorruptible, which you don't read.
Orchid, I'm going to.
Which you don't read. And Last Mortal, which you do not read.
So I don't
nothing
know what
that
any
you
of
read.
Are. I know who the first one is.
Yeah, you'll read Incorruptible eventually. We'll have to talk about it on the show.
That's the one Max Damage, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of like Irredeemable, but I think it's more fun, you know?
I really like Irredeemable, so.
I think you'll really like Incorruptible as well. Mark Waid is where it's at. Mark Waid and Robert Kirkman are like my two favorite comic writers, I think. But anyway. Alright, time for the last article. Which, I think this might just be my favorite one. Mentally ill woman rides bus to poop at Knob Hill bus station. So apparently, like, every day, every single day, she rides a bus up to this one bus stop and then just poops in it. Every single day. And then she gets on another bus and rides off somewhere else. Like, every single day.
And they let her get on?
Yeah. Like, every single day she does this.
You picked some gross articles today.
I know, I'm sorry. So, apparently, she's managed to set herself up with housing and food through the city. Obviously has the capacity to ride the bus. And so it's kind of making it hard for her mental health caseworker to classify her as actually having a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, obviously, she's got some kind of, I don't know, man. Like, why the heck is she pooping at the bus stop? That's what I want to know. Because if it was just, like, one time, I could kind of understand it as being, like, mental illness, you know?
Did she do it at the bus stop or on the bus?
No, at the bus stop.
Okay, because I was picturing her, like, strutting down the aisle,
just
doing it in the back row,
no.
Getting back off.
No, she poops at the same bus stop every single day, every morning. Oh, never mind. On some mornings when she's not feeling the movement while she's in Nob Hill, she'll wait to do her business out in the open on Stockton Street before heading off to her usual panhandling spot. So, she'll just wait and poop somewhere else if she's not feeling it when she's at the bus stop.
Okay. At least she's regular.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Obviously, that's fiber in her diet. I mean, seriously, what the, like, why? Just why?
I wonder what her purpose is for doing that, because you know she has to have some reason that she does it.
Yeah, I know. But there has to be, yeah, there has to be some reasoning behind it.
I mean, sure, you could just say she's crazy, but she has a reason that she's doing it, or she wouldn't be
doing it. Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
Especially to that degree every single day.
No, just every day. Pooping every single day. I don't know, it's mind-boggling. But yeah, that's our last article for Stumbled Upon. I think it's a pretty good one. I think they're all pretty interesting this week.
They were. I thought it was a good bunch of Stumbled Upon articles, as gross as they are.
Yeah, some of them were pretty effing gross, no doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Alright, so, are you ready for the webcomic of the week, Michael?
I'm actually looking at it right now.
Oh, you're looking at it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so this
week...
There's
so many of them, I'll never...
I know. I know. Alright, this week, webcomic of the week is Toothpaste for Dinner, written and drawn by Drew. That's like, that's all the name that we give, that he's given us on the internet. Like, they're just, it's just a one-panel comic every single day. Like, you know, just little crude drawings. Some of them are, like, really, really funny. Some of them are kind of clever. Like, here's one I kind of like. Boycott clocks. Fascist effing clock trying to tell me when to do stuff. I don't know why, but that's hilarious to me. But,
And he's got, like, over 3,000 of these.
Yeah.
And they're all really short and small.
Yeah, 3,000.
So you just want to power read some comics.
Here's one. I'm the I in laziness. I like that. Yeah. But apparently Drew, who does the comics, used to be like a research chemist or something, according to the internet, which I peruse very often. But yeah, so apparently being a scientist and doing a webcomic, I mean, apparently it's a thing, because between him and Dante Shepard, I mean, I don't know.
I want to make a webcomic someday, even if it's terrible.
Yeah.
Just to be one step closer to being a scientist.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure if you do a webcomic, it makes you a scientist. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Oh, this is a good one. It's this guy standing next to, like, an old-school computer. So, in closing, I believe that in 30 years, this will replace letters, phone calls, LPs, movie theaters, and we'll jack off to it, too. That is funny.
It's hard to make me laugh.
I know. Good news. Congress passed a bill today classifying anyone unemployed for over 2 weeks to be on a staycation, which cut the unemployed Americans by 95%. Yeah, so Toothpaste for Dinner, pretty cool. Check it out. ToothpasteForDinner.com. Go read it. Go read all 3,000 of them. Waste a good day on it.
If you do, we'll send you a free game.
No, we won't.
Okay.
Michael's a liar. We will not do that.
We'd be really impressed, though.
Yeah, we would be impressed. You should do it and then tell us about it. And be like, yeah, I read, you know, 3,512 comics. Now my eyes are bleeding. But anyway. So, comic of the week.
Comic of the week. It happens every 7 days.
Written by Robert Kirkman. It is Tech Jacket. Tech Jacket takes place in the same universe as Invincible, which is pretty cool. Written by Robert Kirkman, which is always a plus. Because he's probably my favorite comic writer. Wouldn't you say he's yours too, Michael?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. But Tech Jacket, it's a 6-issue miniseries. It actually got stopped halfway through. It was supposed to be 12 issues, but it got stopped after 6. So the plot's kind of unresolved. But it definitely has potential, don't you think, Michael?
Yeah, I was really disappointed when it ended so suddenly.
Yeah.
Because we first saw it in Invincible, and when you told me that we were going to read this one, I was like, okay, that's going to be great, because I really liked seeing this in Invincible, and I want to see where it goes on its own.
Yeah.
And it got canceled.
Yep. Like, I don't know how old the series is. So, I mean, I don't know what the chances of it being revived are or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, what's the main guy's name? What's his name?
Zach,
yeah. So basically, Zach, he's just like a high school kid. And then, like, there's this race of aliens called the Galdarians.
Something like that.
Yeah, Galdarians, I think. And they're at war with this other alien race and blah, 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 blah. One of their spaceships crashes on Earth, and Zach gets a tech jacket, which is, like, this super advanced technology, like, bodysuit thing. And it basically just, like, you know, increases his strength, like, 100-fold. It lets him shoot lasers out of his hand. Like, all this crazy, ridiculous stuff. All this crazy, awesome stuff. And so he goes in space, helps out the Galdarians. Like, they win the war and stuff. And then he comes back home, and his parents thought he was dead and stuff. And that's pretty much where it ends. Which is kind of sad. Oh, no, no.
It felt like it was just getting started.
Yeah, I know.
And then it just
yeah,
ended.
Well, yeah, because the aliens that he fought, they attack him, his parent, like their house or whatever. And then it's just like, oh, that's the end of things. It was well written, I think, though, don't you?
Yeah, it was well written. It was just, it went along really fast because it was like they were in a hurry to get started with, like, bigger things.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to seeing where it was going, like, maybe intersecting with Invincible and picking up where it was in the Invincible comics. But
like,
then it just ended.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it wasn't selling well enough or something.
I thought it was going to be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good little comic for what was done with it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was going to continue to be really good.
Yeah.
I should have worded it.
But, what'd you think about the art style? Because, like, to me, it was almost like some old-school Speed Racer-style animation.
Uh-huh. That was probably the first thing I thought of when I saw it.
Yeah.
They had the rosy Japanese cheeks and...
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with that. It was just, like, I don't know, it just threw
it
me
different.
Off a little bit. Yeah. Like, I think it kind of works for the title. I think it
works
for Tech Jacket. But it was just weird to see. Because
that's not at all how it was drawn in Invincible, of course.
Yeah,
so I was not expecting
like,
that.
But The Walking Dead has such, like, gritty artwork, you know? And Invincible has such, like, clean, smooth artwork. I just wasn't expecting, like, Speed Racer animation. I don't know, but, I mean, Robert Kirkman's the writer, not the artist, so whatever. But yeah, it's a pretty good series. I definitely enjoyed it a lot. What would you rate it, Michael?
Let's see.
It's an unfinished series. Yeah.
Just from what we have, it's a fun little read. I'll give it a 7.5.
That's good. I think I'll give it 7.5 too as well. Two as well. Yeah. I'm redundant tonight. But yeah, 7.5. Cause I mean, it's good. It had a lot of potential, but we'll never know where that potential goes. Oh yeah. And one thing I was thinking about, because, you know, Tech Jacket and, Invincible are both, like, in the Image universe or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so is The Walking Dead. And so, like, wouldn't it be crazy if The Walking Dead is in the same universe as Invincible?
I've actually thought about that. And
yeah.
I wonder, maybe it's, like, their future or something.
I don't know. That
I
would
don't
just
know.
Be, that would just be, like, too much.
If that's how they ended Invincible, that would probably be the best ending ever.
Oh my, no. Yeah. Oh man, that'd be nuts.
You'd go like full loop.
I would probably freak out.
On the other hand, if superheroes start popping up in Walking Dead.
that would be dumb.
Yeah.
Because it'd be something that Carl and Rick can't kill.
Which should not exist in
no.
the universe.
No, because they have killed everything so far. They have killed everything with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so...
Oh, Lauren told me about the new Walking Dead.
I haven't seen the last two episodes.
You have to see... The newest ones. I'm not going to spoil it. You have to see the newest ones from what she told me. I can't tell you.
You suck.
I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'll go watch them online or something.
Okay. I still have to. I hadn't seen a single episode from the second season.
Yeah.
I need to get on that.
You do.
Because, I mean, I've heard it's a good story in its own, but it's not. It doesn't follow the comic.
Yeah, it's not the comic, so therefore it's not as good as the comic. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still an alright little show, though. No doubt about it. It's nice to see something of that quality on television. Because it's a good show, and like it has really good production values and everything. Like,
I'll catch up with it one day.
Yeah, like, I'm sure they spend millions of dollars on the series, I'm sure.
And I hear people in my classes who probably don't care at all about comics or zombies saying,
yeah.
Hey, did you see the new Walking Dead?
I know, see, like, that's kind of good, too. It brings it to, like, a mainstream audience. But it's also like, they don't know the good parts.
I almost want to be, like, a comic hipster.
I know, I do that sometimes. By sometimes, I mean all the time, whenever someone talks about the show. But yeah. So, I don't know, I think that's more or less it for the actual show. But, let's see. Do we want to, are there any announcements we need to make?
I can't really think of anything.
Me either. But, next week, let's see, what are we doing next week? Going to talk about the comic series, Dr. Frankenstein. Going to do our Stumblepond segment. Going to talk about the webcomic Happle T. Happle, with an H. So that should be fun. Episode 14 next week. What up? That's like 3 whole months of podcasting. Pretty crazy stuff.
Wow.
I know. We're legit. But yeah. I don't know. Remember, you can email us at panelpalspodcast@gmail.com. Let's see. Follow us on Tumblr, panelpalspodcast.tumblr.com. Google Voice, text, or call us. 626-765-7257. Follow us on Twitter, @PanelPals. You can reach us in a million different ways, so go do that.
Or you want huge not to talk to us.
Basically, it would probably make our day if someone texted us or something.
I go all day without having people talk to me on most days, so it would make my day. It's not probably with me.
Yeah. It would make my day, too, because the text message would get sent directly to me, and then I would call Michael all giddy like a schoolgirl. Michael, someone texted us! Eee! Pretty much how it would go.
That's exactly how it would go. It would be the best.
It would be pretty...
I would take off. Awesome. I would take off all my classes and work just to go home and celebrate.
Just bust in the front door. Mom, tonight we celebrate.
Exactly. Crack open the sparkling grape juice.
Yeah. Break out the Fanta.
I love that stuff.
I do too. I almost bought a 2-liter today just for myself. It was so tempting, but I didn't do it. Instead, I bought some chocolate milk and a thing of like peanut butter, like peanut clusters. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, they are effing good. Yeah. All right, so is that pretty much it for the show, Michael?
It's everything I can think of.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, people. So, I'm Leo, and he's
Michael.
Yeah, he's Michael. He said that. Sorry, I got ahead of you. So, I'm Leo.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
Do I sometimes not say my name, or?
No, you always say, shut up. You always say your name. Shut up.
Okay, just.
I'm sorry. I'm
are your expectations of me that low?
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry. What do I have to do to make it up to you?
It's going to take some time.
Oh, be quiet. Anyway, so thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Hopefully you'll tune in next week. Hopefully we're not that boring. But, so, yeah. I'm Leo.
I'm Michael.
Thanks for listening. That's it for us this week.